With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God. Ross, total it back.
Boys and girls, the air hostess goes, we have arrived in Lapland, home of Santa Claus.
There's like an excited cheer from everyone on board, except my children, of course. Leo shouts,
Santa's not real.
Which is obviously not what the other kids want to hear, or their parents, who've handed over serious shekels for this Christmas in the North Pole adventure. I'm getting serious filthies. I'm guessing the boys made it a long flight for everyone. I had 3 gin and tonics, threw on my noise-cancelling headphones, and slept most of the way, awoken occasionally by members of the cabin crew telling me that children aren't allowed in the cockpit, children aren't allowed to open the emergency door, and if I can't control my children, the captain will be forced to make an emergency landing in Trondheim. As we're disembarking, Honor goes,
boys, you're going to have to give back those life vests.
Because, you know, I forgot to mention, they've been wearing their life vests since takeoff.
Keep the life vests, the air hostess goes. Just get them off the plane.
And she gives me a long, hard stare that feels, I'm just going to come out and say it, judgy. Half an hour later, we're on a coach on the way to a place called Joluca, which a dude in an elf costume tells us means, literally, Christmas everywhere.
My name is Balsam,
the dude goes. He's gas looking in that suit with the pointy ears.
And I make toys in Santa's workshop. Santa's not real,
Johnny this time shouts. I just stare out the window. There's like snow falling and the place looks, you know, like a Christmas card. I end up getting a tap on the shoulder from one of the other fathers who goes, your children are obnoxious. I'm like, dude, it's not my fault that they gave them those goodie bags on the flight. All that sugar. They might as well have given them each a pound of cocaine. I suddenly notice that Brian and Leo have grabbed a hold of Balsam, one leg each, and they're lifting him up into the air. I go, guys, don't forget you have to return him safely to the ground, because I'm never not thinking about rugby. They turn him over and dump him on his shoulder. I think a lot of referees would have allowed it, although I'm bound to be biased. The problem is that Balsam's ears have fallen off as his head makes contact with the floor, and this upsets a lot of the other kids. We eventually arrive at our stop. We all pile off the bus and poor Balsam, holding his busted shoulder, hands us each a set of overalls, boots and mittens to wear for the sleigh ride through the fairy tale forest to Santa's actual gaff. I've got literally butterflies in my stomach when I see the reindeer lined up in the snow. I ask Balsam if they're actual reindeer or just horses with antlers glued on their heads. He says they're actual reindeer and, nice to be nice, I suggest deep heat and salpidine for his shoulder. 10 minutes later, we're quite literally dashing through the snow. Although, hand on heart, we're definitely not laughing all the way.
Why aren't we flying?
Johnny goes, never satisfied with mediocrity, like his famous namesake, I could say. Honor goes,
these aren't flying reindeer, Johnny. These are energy-saving ones. The ones they use for shorter journeys.
Which is poor from Honor, and I think she knows it.
This is shit, Johnny goes.
I'm like, come on, guys, let's get into the spirit of it. Hey, let's sing Jingle Bells. But Brian and Leo are trying to throw each other off the thing while it's moving. Honor goes to separate them, but I'm like, leave them to it, Honor. They're ruining this trip for me.
Daddy, Johnny goes, can you eat reindeer?
I'm there, I don't know, Johnny. Seriously fucking fed up at this stage. We'll see, do they sell it in Caviston's when we go home? We eventually arrive at Santa's gaff. It's a seriously impressive pile, and the former estate agent in me wonders what he paid for it. We follow the others up the pathway, which is lined with giant candy canes. Brian pulls one of them out of the snow and smashes Leo over the head with it. I have to admit, it is funny. Into the gaff we go. It's like warm and cozy inside, and it smells of fir trees and cinnamon. A woman walks into the room dressed in a Santa costume, except it's like green.
"Hello, boys and girls," she goes. "I'm Mrs. Claus, and my husband is very much looking forward to meeting you all."
She's not bad in terms of looks. Santa's done all right for himself. She goes,
"Have you all been good, boys and girls?"
A little girl points her finger in our general postcode. She's like,
"They haven't. They're evil."
Leo's there, "You fucking grass."
"Oh, I'm sure that's not true," Mrs. Claus goes.
I stay very fucking quiet.
"I just checked that on my kindometer."
And she points what looks like Serga's handheld clothes steamer at them. Johnny goes,
"My daddy says we're going to eat a reindeer."
A fair few of the kids burst into tears, and the face on Mrs. Claus, and bear in mind, she must see some complete shits in her line of work. I decide to take a step or two backwards. It's at that exact moment that I notice Honor silently gesturing to me. She's discovered a secret door in the bookshelves.
"I read about this online," she whispers. "Follow me."
So me, Honor, and the three boys slip through the door into this, like, oak-panelled office. Leo goes,
"This is fucking sh—"
Except he doesn't get to finish his sentence. Because the door opens, and in he walks. We're talking actual Santa Claus. The suit, the boots, the beard, the lot. I'm like, please don't spirit tackle him, guys. But I've got nothing to worry about. Because they're just, like, rooted to the spot. "Hello," Santa goes. "Brian, Johnny and Leo, isn't it?" And I've no idea how he knows their names. Maybe he heard about the carry-on on the flight. All I can hear in that moment is the sound of Leo breathing, Brian trying to say the word Santa, and a stream of piss dribbling down Johnny's leg onto Santa's wooden floor. And this, I just think, is the magic of Christmas.
On Formative, middle school kids from New York City public schools interview a phenomenal collection of grown-ups.
Me, like, I don't know what I want to do.
You don't have to have all the answers.
I feel like a lot of people's favorite topics are, like, interest in their life.
That is a really good answer.
The podcast where the leaders of today are interviewed by leaders of tomorrow. Listen now at newyorkedge.org/formative or wherever you get your podcasts.